Hey, Freedom Seeker, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. Whether you've been working at your online business for a little while now, or you're just getting started, either way, you're here because you are needing clarity. You're working so hard. I know you are. I see it. I know it. And you just want something to click because you don't have time to waste with a long, drawn-out trial and error period. Right? You need cash sooner than later, and you need to know that your idea is a good one before you start. I get it. That is exactly how I felt when I left my W-2 to build an online business. The only thing was, nobody gave me the whole framework, the complete picture from day one. I heard bits and pieces from different experts. You know, one person taught me about niching, another about product suites, another about choosing a platform, but I didn't see how they all fit together, and that is really what slowed me down. So today, I'm giving you the entire framework, four things that work together to build a real business, and the one piece of advice, not strategy, but advice that I wish somebody would have told me that would have changed everything. Are you ready for this? Grab a hot cup of coffee or tea, grab a notebook because I know you're going to want to take notes, and let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. All right. The first thing I wish somebody would have told me was to build a business around one problem that I solve. Now, I know what you're thinking, Lindsay, just one, but I can help with so many things. I get it. Lindsay gets it. I really do get it. Trust me. This was one of the biggest things I struggled with. It's also confusing because the way it's worded it doesn't really paint the picture of how to identify the problem you solve. Here's what happened to me. I started teaching people how to get confident on video. Public speaking, you know, how to show up on camera. And honestly, I was building a pretty decent following. People were really experiencing a transformation, but I was bored. And that's the piece that people don't think about too, when the gurus are teaching you something. It has to be something that keeps you interested, something that lights you up, something that you're going to want to show up for because you will have to invest your time. For me, the confidence thing was important, but it was part of a bigger picture, and I just didn't quite know how to connect all the dots. I didn't want to help people just get on camera. I wanted them to help a business that gave them freedom, but I wasn't in tune with that in the beginning. So here's my advice. Think about the deeper problem you solve. Not just I teach social media strategy, but what's going to happen in their world when they have a solid social media strategy. You know, maybe it has to do with selling more or building a following and a connection with their audience. What is going to transform? How are you nurturing them? Another example, maybe you're a photographer and you teach photography techniques. That is so limited. So maybe instead you're focusing on helping photographers build, make themselves unique and stand out with their artwork so that they're the most sought after photographer in their market. Something like that. Do you see the difference? One is a tactic. The other is a transformation. Your problem doesn't have to be super niche. In fact, having a broader problem gives you some flexibility to grow, to pivot within that framework, to build a product ladder, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But here's what matters most. You need to be able to talk about this problem for the next year, maybe longer. Does it light you up? Does it make you lean forward in your chair when someone asks about it? If yes, then you're on the right track. If you're thinking, ugh, that sounds boring already, keep digging because you can find the real problem underneath. Number two, choose one human who desperately needs that problem solved. Okay, so you've probably heard this one before, you know, find your avatar. But ask yourself this question. If I solve this main problem, who is the right person who needs this problem solved? What puzzle are they trying to solve in their brain all day, all night. You know what I mean? I actually woke up last night thinking about my business. That rarely happens. Okay, so you don't, this is where you want to niche down more. This is where it starts to make more sense to get deeper into the who and a little bit more clear on the specific life that they're living. So, for example, in my case, I could say, oh, I help anybody who wants to build an online business. But really, that's so vague. What will happen is when I'm getting on a podcast or I'm promoting something on a social media or in an ad, or when I'm building my products, I'm making it too generic because I'm afraid of leaving somebody out. The answer is to think of the one problem who needs your, or the one person who needs that problem solved the most. When you identify that person and you target them in everything you do, you're not excluding anybody. Other people will still come. Like if I talk to somebody and they want to build a course, but they don't fit my specific avatar, then that's okay. I'm still going to help them. But when you are clear, when you show up to the messaging, like for example, in the beginning of this episode, I'm solving a specific problem, one that I know you're dealing with. This is relevant to you. Other people, may not be, it's not relevant to them. Does that mean they won't listen to the episode? Maybe. And that's okay. And if they do, that's great too. But my point is for you, you want to focus in on this one person because it clarifies everything. What happens is you become a magnet. You start attracting that right person rather than feeling frustrated because your messaging is diluted, your effort is diluted. You start to sprawl out and get panicky because nothing's working. If you feel like you've been doing this for a while and your stuff isn't working, clicking, then you either are changing up your offer too often or you're not clear on who you're talking to. The more specific you are, the more you'll attract the right people. And yes, you might repel some, that's okay, but you want to repel the people who just aren't your people, and it makes everything easier. Your marketing, your content, your sales, all of it. Number three, choose one product ladder. Okay, this is where it gets really powerful. Now, most people think I'll build a course and people will buy it. Done. But then what? They bought your course, they got results, and now they need more help. And if you don't have the next step, they'll go find someone else who does. That's why you need a product ladder. Here's what that means. You take your one person through a journey from where they are now to where they want to be, and you create offers at different depths along that journey. Same human, same problem, different stages. Ah! I'm telling you, this is the gold mine right here, and this is the thing nobody said. Like, this was never discussed with me. So let's say you teach people how to build a YouTube channel and build a business on YouTube, for example. Maybe your entry-level offer is a mini course on getting confident on camera. Your mid-tier offer could be something like a bigger course on how to grow or build your channel out from, from scratch. Maybe your high-ticket offer is that you manage and edit their YouTube channel or do coaching one-on-one with them. So see how that works? Each offer serves them at different stages. Here's the beautiful part. 76% of people that buy from you once will buy from you again. And that's the power. That's why this makes it a sustainable business model, but only if you have something for them to buy. This is how you build a business, not just a product. This is how you create consistent, scalable income. Now, I had heard about Ascension models and product suites before, but nobody really showed me how to build it for the one person and the one problem. That was never, those dots were not connected. It just felt very sporadic. But when you connect it, when you see how each offer builds on the last one, it starts to make sense. The next thing you might question yourself about is, oh my stars, I don't have the time in my life to build that whole thing. Listen, that's okay. Go back and listen to episode 222, How to Start Making Money with Your Course Before You Build It. And I explain how to do this in real time. All right, number four, choose one platform to build your audience. Okay, friend, this is one that was super hard for me because, again, nobody explained it like this. When I started, I was everywhere. Remember, I started as the passive income examiner to try to learn about all these different things, and I was frequently in front of a guru who really knew their stuff and was very convincing. So I'm like, okay, Facebook is good. Instagram's good. Oh, I have a LinkedIn strategy. Oh, now I know how to make money on TikTok. I loved every minute of it, trust me. But I was using too many tools and trying to be on everything. I didn't have the time, obviously. That was my biggest problem. But, and because I didn't have the time, I was even using AI tools to repurpose my content. I would put out content on one platform and then I would use repurpose.io to push that same piece of content out to all these other platforms. What I learned was this: a piece of content could go great on TikTok and flop on Instagram or vice versa. You've got to develop content specific to the way the platform works. Like, how you put content on Facebook is not going to be the same as how you put content on TikTok. Okay, it just doesn't jive. Also, the people are different. So what you want to do is pick one platform to build your audience, to start building your marketing. Where does that one person hang out? If they're a visual person, maybe Instagram, maybe if they're B2B, maybe LinkedIn. But then also ask yourself, what do you enjoy? Or what are you willing to learn? Like, are you willing to become an expert at that platform? And just pick one. Just pick one. That's what I just wish somebody would have said that to me. Like, just pick one, Lindsay. No, I was like, oh, I've got to be everywhere. I've got to talk to everyone. And that is like the biggest fallacy that just slows you down. It's just the problem that we think we need to have, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, pick a platform and go all in on that. Simplify, simplify, simplify. You will thank me later, I promise you. It will be much more effective. All right, you ready for the big one? Here's the big one. This is the one I'm saving for the end because it is the one thing, it's advice. It's just advice that I just wish somebody would have said, like, and not just said randomly or casually, like pulled me aside and held me down. Lindsay, listen to me here. Stick to this plan for 1 year. When you get the clarity, when you're finally like, okay, I feel good. I feel like I've got an idea. I've listened to Lindsay. I've got the framework. I'm ready to get trucking along. Stick to your plan for 1 year. That means stick to your one product ladder. Make your product ladder better. Not saying not to make your product ladder better. You can make your course better. You can redefine your messaging around it, but don't change your offer. Don't change your who. Don't change your platform. Stick to everything for a year first. And then start making changes, okay? Trust me, oh my goodness, you will see gurus and you're gonna think, oh my gosh, I should change. I should do this. Look at them, they're doing that. I could do that too. You're just slowing yourself down and this is not a sprint, it is a marathon, okay? This is a marathon. Building a business doesn't happen overnight unless you have a ton of money. People who have a lot of money can go buy a business that's already making money. But if you're getting started and you're bootstrapping this, it's going to be a time investment. That's just the way it is. It's a long game. And you know what? God bless you. If something transforms faster, hallelujah. I'm not saying it can't happen, but when you have the mindset of, I'm just doing this for a year, this is the piece. It's that mindset. I was in front of so many people who were like, oh yeah, I got my business going in 3 months and 6 months and 90 days. And I'm like, oh my gosh. What am I doing wrong? I thought, like, clearly I'm smarter than this. Why isn't it working for me like that? And I just kept thinking I needed to shift my strategy or my messaging or my offer. And constantly, guys, please don't do that. You're going to see the people who say they made 10K in 3 days. Just ignore them. Keep your blinders on. Stick to the commitment you're making with yourself. Commit to yourself that you're going to do this and you're going to give it a real shot. You're going to take a full year and you're going to see you will build traction. It will be successful. Do the same things every week. Stay consistent. Now, are you wondering, but what if I pick the wrong thing? How will I know? If I commit to a year and it doesn't work, that will suck. You're right, it would suck. But that's a great question. And here's the good news. You don't have to guess. You can validate your idea before you commit that year. You can know if people will actually pay for what you're creating. And that's exactly what I teach in a free workshop I just recorded. I'm so excited because I really want to see you be successful. It's called how to validate your course idea before you build it. And in this 35-minute little workshop, it's simple, easy to digest. I'm showing you how to test your idea with real people, how to know if your one problem is strong enough, how to get feedback before you spend months building it, the exact questions to ask to validate demand. And here's how you get it. Text the word freedom to 55444. Freedom to 55444. I will send you instant access to the workshop. It's free, it's fast, and it'll give you clarity on whether you're on the right track. Because here's the thing, I don't want you to wait a year on the wrong idea either. I don't want you to waste your time. I know how that feels. And I also don't want you to quit on the right idea just because it's taking time. So validate it, get clear, then commit. All right. I appreciate you tuning in as always. Feel free to leave a review. If you found this helpful, that would really be a great way to show your support for the show. Simply just leave a review on your podcast player. I appreciate you for tuning in. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye for now. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show.